Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Once again today, no Felger, no Maz. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys for most of the week. And Marshall Hook alongside as well. And you at 617-779-0985. Also simulcast NBC Sports Boston. We've appeased, I think, the baseball people, Bruins people, Celtics folks. And now it's time to get to the Patriots. And they finally make a free agency signing that I actually like. All the rest have been like, please go get a real wide receiver. That hasn't happened. But this is what it's come to, Jones. I'm excited about the fact the Patriots brought back their very own punter.
Oh, come on.
And this isn't a gag. It's not a joke. I actually think that special teams matters, unlike you. I think you could have made a case that Ryan Allen could have been the MVP of the Super Bowl. And I enjoyed the game, too. I had no problem with that. I like defense.
Awful game.
But he comes back on a one-year deal. We don't know what the financials are just yet. But I'm glad that one of the kickers is back. Like, Steven Gostkowski, I obviously have said my piece about him time and time again. You know, very reliable. I get it. I actually would like to see him back on a, you know, respectable type deal. You can't trust him in the postseason, especially in the biggest of games in the Super Bowl. That being said, Ryan Allen, I thought that he should be back. Bill Belichick certainly fancies himself the left-footed punters, and he was awesome in the postseason, including the AFC Championship game. I like it, but this is what it's come to. They're not going to do anything flashy. They're not going to bring any wide receiver in that I would have liked to see on this team, like a Golden Tate. I'm now excited. They signed Ryan Allen to a one-year deal.
So special teams don't matter, but you do
three phases of the game, Jones.
No, it's not, though. I mean, the Patriots were as bad on special teams as they've been in a long time, and they won the Super Bowl last year. So they don't matter, but you do have to punt from time to time, which means you have to employ a punter who can actually do it. And I guess I'm fine with this guy being back. I wouldn't say I'm in love with the deal or anything like that. I guess I'm fine with him being back. I'd like to see the number. You find it weird it's only a one-year deal?
A little bit, yeah. That's like, the one part that I find interesting.
It's a little strange.
Free, you know?
Yeah, right. If you're re-signing him,
yeah.
Why is it a one-year deal? Does the team not want to give him more than a year? Does he not want more than a one-year deal? And I'm curious just to see what the figure is, like, because that'll make me feel a lot different. If you're paying him at like minimum or just above minimum, well, whatever. You need to employ a punter. If you're giving him any extra money, that to me would be silly. And I do think his performance in the Super Bowl is overstated. He did punt well. Individually, he punted really well in that game. But if he didn't punt well, the Patriots still win that game by the exact same score. Like, you could have let Jared Goff start at midfield every possession in that game. They weren't scoring. He couldn't move the football. So, yeah, Allen punted well and he backed him up, but I don't think...
What about the Kansas City game and that high-powered
offense? He was better in the Kansas City game. Better in that game, for sure. But in the Super Bowl, Jared Goff couldn't... He couldn't move the ball.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything. If you let the Rams start at midfield, I think they still only score 3 points in that game.
Okay. Well, either way, like I said, that's what it's come to. I'm excited about Ryan Allen. They don't feel like they're going to do anything. Yesterday, we talked about them potentially trading for wide receivers. We went through the gamut of names that Tom Curran put on NBCSportsBoston.com, your A.J. Greens, your Sterling Shepherds. But what about a name? This came up in the Providence Journal from Mark Daniels. on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Mark Daniels mentions Adam Thielen as a potential name for the Patriots. And he says that the writing's on the wall. The days of Brady's top targets being Edelman and Gronk are numbered. Can the Patriots acquire a legit number one target? He says A.J. Green might fall into this category, although there are no reports to suggest he's on the market. His contract situation makes it a scenario. It's a pipe dream with his contract number, blah, blah, blah. He says the two biggest names that the Patriots could be interested in, other guys who are looking for more money on their current deals, Julio Jones in Atlanta, Adam Thielen in Minnesota. He'd go on to mention a couple other ones that I find interesting. Doug Baldwin and Keenan Allen are also guys who might fit that mold, but Thielen maybe is the name that that jumps out the most since he doesn't have a new deal yet from the Vikings. Would you be on board with that?
I would. I thought he was soft here. You know, like that was a complete no-show from the Vikings on that Sunday night game that they played here, but I love him. In his last couple of years in Minnesota, he's been an absolute stud. So if there's some contract squabbles going on there, yeah. And I would absolutely give up that first pick and a, you know, first and maybe a fifth for him. I'm not giving a first and a third like they did with Odell Beckham Jr. But then again, we're talking about the 32nd pick overall. Like, yes, I would absolutely do that. I'll tell you, though, the one name that you did quickly say, Doug Baldwin. I'd cut a toe off for Doug Baldwin.
Yeah?
He's Steve Smith.
Yeah, so I like him. That just feels like the most realistic name. Because, like, is Keenan Allen going to get traded in the conference? I don't know. Is Minnesota or Atlanta really going to give up on Julio or Thielen? Maybe. I was surprised the Giants traded away Beckham. So Baldwin feels the most realistic.
Oh, I love him.
He was hurt last year. Maybe Seattle's ready to move on. He's not in the conference. So NFC to AFC trade, you know, Bill and Pete like each other. I could see that kind of move happening, and you wouldn't be giving up a first-round pick for Doug Baldwin. He'd come at a much more reasonable cost. So I don't know. Those are more names to throw into the blender. Those are more, all four of those names are intriguing and interesting, and I'd be on board with the Patriots acquiring any of them.
Yeah, and you keep hearing rumblings here and there from Julio Jones, too. I think Bert Breer was talking about that, like, you know, because there's been cap issues with the Atlanta Falcons and whatever. That's a conversation for another time. But Julio Jones, like, of those big diva-ish type wide receivers that can get down the field, stretch the field, those types that Felger usually is bitching about when he's sitting here, I think he's tough. The only issue with him has been reoccurring foot issues. Yep. Like, that's the only thing that would scare me off of him, and I'm sure the ask would be ridiculous.
Yeah, and look, I hear this all the time. You mentioned Bert. I was in one of the mornings, and Bert was in, and he was going off on this big thing about how top wide receivers never win. That diva wide receiver, that number one wide receiver never wins. And they haven't won a Super Bowl, it's true, but Julio Jones should have won that Super Bowl. Like, yeah. The Falcons should have won that Super Bowl, and they didn't lose it because of Julio. He had a ridiculous catch on one of those final drives, and then the Falcons got sacked out of field goal range.
Yeah, that was that whole sequence.
Or was there a fumble? I'm trying to remember now. But Julio set the thing up. He had a ridiculous highlight reel catch that should have sealed the Super Bowl for Atlanta. If they could just, you know, run the football a couple of times and kick a field goal, they end up winning that game. So yep, the diva wide receiver doesn't usually win. Julio should have. And there are other guys who have gotten there. You know, Antonio Brown's been to a Super Bowl. Randy Moss went undefeated and got to a Super Bowl. So, you know, that's a position that I believe in the NFL too. Maybe not as strongly or as out as we've talked about with running backs, but I think you can certainly win with a guy like Julio Jones.
And the other thing we have to mention about the Patriots today, and if you want to roll some of this for those of you watching on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, NBC Sports Boston, say it right, Jim. Did you see who popped up? You see who's back from Barbados today?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed in this, to be honest. Yeah, Bill.
Bill Belichick is at the Alabama Pro Day, and you've seen probably at this point, if you've looked at Twitter, pictures floating around in your timeline of Bill Belichick wearing a sweater, an Alabama sweater. He looks so we're showing it now on the simulcast. It looks so odd that he's wearing. He looks like he's coaching there. Like he's got the, you know, the white A. And
yeah.
It looks like he's part of the coaching staff there with Nick Saban. It's so odd. It's jarring to look at. Ugh, I hate. But either way, here he is. He's finally back to work.
He's finally grinding away. I mistakenly last Friday night had criticized him for missing the Alabama Pro Day. And then, of course, the Alabama Pro Day hadn't happened yet. It's today. He is now in. He is in Tuscaloosa at Alabama's Pro Day. They had held what they call a junior Pro Day, Jim. All of their underclassmen who are, you know, returning to Alabama, they had held that, and Bill didn't go to that. And why would he?
How many tweets, you work in sports, moron?
Oh, there were a lot of those. Yeah. There were a lot of those. In fact, our guest that night, Chris Price, very nicely called in and said, that Pro Day hasn't happened yet. So I was wrong about that. Bill grinding away, at least at Alabama's Pro Days. He's missed Oklahoma. He's missed Michigan. He's missed a bunch of SEC Pro Days. But credit to him. I've been critical. Where's Bill on the pro days? When's he ever going to show up? He's that one. So good. And that sweatshirt, it does look odd, and it's looking a little snug. It's looking a little snug, I will say.
We saw him without it and without any kind of.
That's true. I like him in the sweatshirt better. That's true.
Saw what the look was. Yeah, in the where it was, Barbados, the Bahamas, wherever the hell he was. So it shouldn't be a surprise there. Hopefully, he's sniffing around that tight end. I like Irv Smith Jr. He didn't have that great of a championship game, but if Gronk ain't going to be back, that's someone that could be there around that 32nd pick. And I know he's not available until next year, but that Jerry Jeudy, like, as we're talking about Julio Jones, that's who he's going to be.
Well, he missed the junior pro day, so he missed Jerry Jeudy and Ruggs run really fast down there, yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots here in this hour. And there's also new news on Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, and that whole situation with the prostitution case in Florida. We will touch on that and get to your phone calls coming up here and everything that we have discussed thus far here on Felger and Maz. Back after this here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Bill's looking for his red hanky. And enthusiastically, he tosses it onto the turf. A challenge from Belichick. He's into it with Adam Thielen.
I just thought the play was cheap. Yeah, I wasn't directing it towards him. I just thought the play was cheap. But like I said, I let the emotions get the best of me because it's a smart football play. If you are in that situation, why not? It's not cheating because there's no rule against it from a guy going down. And I don't know if he was hurt or not. He might have been hurt, but that's fine. It is what it is. But like I said, just interesting timing for a guy to go down when it's a close play.
He too sent some words your way. No offense taken, I'm guessing.
No offense taken. He can think what he wants to think about me, and it doesn't really change how I'm going to go play the game. So he can hate me all he wants, and I'm going to still be the same person I am. And I'm going to try to go out and do my best, and I'm going to try to compete every play.
Did you talk to him after the game?
I did not, no.
You guys remember that? So that was Adam Thielen, he of the Minnesota Vikings, after the Patriots beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-10, week 13 last season, and Bill Belichick of the Patriots getting under Thielen's skin because Thielen had an issue with when Patrick Chung went down with a injury that might have been real, who knows, fake, whatever. It was a 4th-and-1, and there was some time there where Belichick had the opportunity to look at the play, and he decided to challenge it, and it pissed Thielen off. He thought it was cheap. They're yelling back and forth at each other, MFing each other, and so I don't know. I don't think if there's any residual anger going on between those two. I'm sure it was gone and forgotten within a matter of 24 hours. But as we're saying, the Patriots should trade for Thielen. You get called a cheater by Adam Thielen in not so many ways. I wonder if there's...
What did Bill say years ago? Or what did Urban Meyer say that Bill said years ago? He wants to coach guys that he wants to coach?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like a guy he'd maybe want to coach.
You don't want to coach a guy who's calling you a cheater. Maybe that's not what you want to do. But no, that was a fun little back and forth. We've seen Bill get hot under the collar a handful of times, right? Derek Mason was one. Adam Thielen's another.
Yeah. So I don't care what the issue was. He could call him just about anything. I would take Adam Thielen on this team, especially when you look at the wide receiver depth chart right now for the Patriots, and they're bringing in the likes of Bruce Ellington. Ugh. But I am happy that they signed Ryan Allen today. I'm legitimately happy they signed Ryan Allen. What? It's come to this.
No matter what? Like, no matter, like, we haven't seen the number yet. So, like, is there a cap number where you're like, ugh, I'm not, they can't do that? It's only a one-year deal. We know the year. I have not, unless I'm missing the figures out there, I haven't seen it.
No, so. I ultimately don't care. It's the money never really matters to me. And don't make me do math on this show, because every time I do, or if it's even with Mike and Tony, like, it's always a complete disaster. I'm just happy that Ryan Allen is back in the fold.
This is as clear a sign as anything that Mike Felger's not here. That you're allowed to talk about the punter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And just like yesterday, too, talking about the offensive line. Do the offensive line on your own time, Murray. Fine. I will. I'm here. On vacation.
This is Murray time.
Yeah.
This is Murray time right now. So he's doing it.
I do feel the need to point out they don't have a kicker at this point still.
Yeah. So this is the other thing, too. And we were just going through, you were going through some of this, too, during the last commercial break. Like, Stephen Gostkowski, there hasn't been any buzz for him throughout the league. Like, I've obviously had my issues with him, and so has Maz and some other Patriots fans who have been far too harsh on him. I get it. He's reliable. But that there's been no buzz for him at all from any team is kind of surprising.
What does that tell you?
We've been right.
Well, I mean, so maybe it's that, or maybe it's like here or bust. Like, this isn't exactly a place where a lot of stuff leaks out. So maybe he kind of has an offer from here and he's either considering that or retiring. Like, I don't know. I wonder if it's something like that with Gostkowski. So you're right. It's not like he's taking any free agent visits. It's not like teams have beaten down his door that we know of. So, yeah, I wonder if it's more his call, in other words, than the team's.
Matt in the car on Julio Jones. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, so there's word on the wire from a friend of mine that works for or has worked for the Falcons.
Ooh.
And has previously worked for New England, that Julio Jones has actually been a quiet individual who's been shopped for the past two seasons, actually, because of his disinterest in signing for a little less in his productivity in Atlanta.
And so do you have you heard on the wire from this friend what the asking price might be, Matt?
Julio Jones could go for a pick, as low as a pick, because of his disinterest. But more importantly, I have a question for you, is why are the Patriots not interested in rehabbing somebody like a Vontaze Perfect, seeing how they're not really interested in offensive weapons for Brady?
Vontaze Perfect.
We talked about this off the air. Yeah, I think he's just done.
Yeah.
He's had so many injuries and concussions, and I think the NFL, his style of play, he's not exactly a linebacker who plays in space. I mean, he plays downhill and, you know, thumps people in the run game or, you know, hits someone dirty in the passing game. But, like, I don't know what he has left. I don't think he has anything left.
Chuck in Boston, as we were talking about wide receivers the Patriots could trade for, another one on Julio Jones. Go ahead, Chuck.
How are we doing, boys?
What's up?
I hear you. So I just have a comment on something that Jones said, and I'm not going to be able to nail specifics for you because I know that's coming, but it made me so happy when you said, you know what, Julio Jones should have won a Super Bowl. Well, guess what, Count Chocula? He didn't. Don't eat a bag of donuts, you buffoon.
No, I'm saying, he didn't win the Super Bowl, but my point is, anyone who says that you can't win with a guy like Julio, I just think that's wrong. They had the Super Bowl won. So I'm not saying he has a ring or anything like that, but just if you think they lost the Super Bowl because of the diva wide receiver, that's just stupid. That's all. They didn't lose that Super Bowl because of Julio Jones. Nothing Julio Jones did in that Super Bowl prevented them from losing it. No, that's all I said.
Chocula?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I guess that's what
I don't really understand.
I'll take it. That's one of the nicer things I've been called, quite frankly.
Also, like the Count. You're kind of like the Count. Yeah,
that's true. Oh, the Count from, like, Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it, yeah.
You can usually hear me at night. Pat in Hanover on another potential signing the Patriots could make at wide receiver. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, guys. I saw the Pats were interested in Jordy Nelson. Just wondering what you thought.
So we were talking about this yesterday. It feels like if you went through his game log, too. Like, if you just looked at his stats from last season, it's a bit of a surprise because I know I was when I looked it up earlier this week when the Raiders cut him. Or late last week when the Raiders cut him, I was like, whoa, he had like 800 yards, 3 touchdowns. I don't remember him popping at all. It's not like I play fantasy football really anymore. So that was a bit of a surprise. It's like, okay, maybe he's not done. Maybe I would be interested. But you looked at the game log and it looked like a lot of padded games late.
Well,
when they're just...
I think it was like 3 out of the final 5 he had double-digit targets, which, you know, if you're looking at it glass half full, you could say maybe he got healthy and they got comfortable with him and they started to pepper him with targets. My guess is it's the end of the year. guys were dropping like flies at them for them at the receiver position. And, you know, they traded away Amari Cooper, and there's no one else to throw the football to. So he started getting 10, 11, 12 targets a game. And I don't think he'd get that here. So I don't know how efficient his production was, I guess would be my point.
I wouldn't have high expectations. Take a flyer, see
sure.
if he works out
yeah,
fine.
Sure.
But my expectations, I think, overall would be because of the beating he's taken for the last 3 or 4 years. He hasn't been the same player since around 2014-15. Like, it would be, you know, another Eric Decker
type
thing.
Would you prefer him or Cobb?
I mean, they're both injury riddled.
I don't think it's that close. I would definitely prefer Cobb.
When Cobb was an RFA, 3 years ago, whatever it was, that last deal before he signed back with Green Bay, I wanted him so bad in the offseason. So,
and the Patriots reportedly tried to trade for Cobb last year. So Cobb I would actually be pretty interested in. Nelson, I think you're right, would be more an Eric Decker level flyer.
We were talking about the Mike Trout deal, how it pertains to Mookie Betts earlier. I want to bring in Joe in Bradford with a thought on that. Hello, Joe.
Hey there. My humble opinion, I have to wonder, you talk about rich owners like Marino and John Henry, and they sign these big-ticket players, but the fans seem to be paying the freight. I know they have TV money and they have all kinds of other money, but the tickets at the ballpark are crazy. And who's paying the freight, TV or the fans? Or
Joe, boy, there is a theme with baseball callers, man. They are a gentleman of a certain age. I can't help but notice.
Yep. The answer is TV.
All right.
I mean, tickets make some money, but it's TV.
So, I mean, that's every sport, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a case going on now. I forget what the Chiefs are being sued over. I'm not going to have all the details on this, but the Chiefs are being sued over something, and they have to open up their books. And effectively, the television contract in the NFL, when people say the NFL is idiot-proof not to lose money, it's true. The television contract alone covers all of the operating costs for football, not just salaries, the operating costs for football. And then everything these owners make on top of it, meaning ticket sales, concessions, you know, apparel, all of that, that's just money on top. Like, that's just profit on top of profit. So, yeah, I mean, most of these leagues work that way where the owners will cry poor and they'll say, hey, you know, how are we going to cover this? How are we going to pay this guy? At least in football, there's a salary cap. In baseball, as Hook said earlier, it's asinine.
Bob in Framingham with a Patriots-related thought, I believe. Go ahead, Bob. You're next here on Felger and Mass.
Hey, guys. So last week, you guys were having the conversation on who could hypothetically be that next Patriots team, the team for the next 10 years, and Tony was naming all these AFC teams, and Mike was talking about, like, coaches who stink and Andy Reid. And you guys, you missed the team that should be right under your nose, the team that has the general manager, quarterback, coach combination is the team that beat you guys last year. The Philadelphia Eagles are in it for the next 10 years, don't you think?
You know, Bob, I am no believer in Carson Wentz, so I say no.
Yeah.
I think that if I stand by this until I'm proven wrong. I think that they made the wrong decision at quarterback. And Gasper and I, after the Michael Bennett trade a couple of weeks ago, the guy that broke that, I forget his name, Jeff, whatever
McClain.
He was. Jeff McClain. At one point I asked him, I was like, look, you cover the Eagles. I got to know, like, do you think that they made the right call at quarterback? And he's like, oh, of course they did. It should be Carson Wentz. Like, I know I'm out on an island on this. Nick Foles was a fit for that system. He was a fit for that team and that city. Wentz, too fragile. I think that he is just...
No, and there's been rumblings like he's a bad teammate
and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was complete. Like, that's such a one-off. I don't expect the Eagles to be any kind of like dominant.
No, me either. I mean, I miss this debate you guys have, but it's the idea of who for the next 10 years.
Yeah, this was based on like the Odell Beckham Jr. trade to the Cleveland Browns. Like, it feels like, look, there's a lot of teams in the AFC that are doing things. Like, if you look at, you know, these teams' rosters, a lot of, you know, the Browns, you could, in theory, make a case because of how much young talent they have on both sides of the ball. They could, if it all comes to fruition, be the next team that
sure.
is going to be a near dynasty or could have a run here in the NFL. But who's in charge there? Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. Like, I love Baker Mayfield. So far, I feel like he's proven me right because I thought he was going to end up being a stud, and it looks like he could be. And they won, what, their last 5 out of their 7 games? But they still finished 7-9. I know offensively they have some real weapons there. Kareem Hunt's going to be suspended 8 games, but when they get him, he'll be fresh. That's nasty. The wide receiver core might be the best in the league. But again, that's a lot of big egos and it's Freddie Kitchens, who at best has been a – he was what with Cleveland last year before he got the offensive coordinator job?
Oh, he was like the receiver coach.
He was the
running back coach. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's a lot. That's a big ask to put on this guy's and all of that to be putting on his plate for a first-time head coach. Like that could implode there.
I mean,
I would feel better about what Cleveland's doing if they had a real coach like Tom Coughlin, Pete Carroll, guys that have been there, done that, have dealt with big egos in the room. It could be. It could be Kansas City, but again, it all comes down to the coaching. It's always going to come down to the coaching. There's no coach that you can say, oh, well, that guy is going to be able to put together a program here that's going to be sustainable for years. Andy Reid, good, but that's the best you can offer.
Well, but again, if you're hoping that the next coach is going to be Belichick, sure. But I would just say and make the argument that, well, who's Freddie Kitchens have to outcoach? Like, it's not like there's a lot of high-level coaching anywhere else around the league either outside of Bill. So I don't know. I think it's really simple in the NFL these days. You either have the quarterback or you don't. And if you have the quarterback, you can contend. And if you don't, you won't. So I would start with guys like Mayfield and guys like Mahomes and look at those teams and say, those are the teams that have the next chance to be great whenever the Patriots are done because they have that position solved. I think, anyway, they have that position solved. Teams that don't have it, I don't care how good your coach is. You're not winning in today's league without that.
All right, so there's an update on the Robert Kraft story and the whole prostitution scandal down in Florida. We'll touch on that. Also coming up, Michael Bennett. Obviously, he's here, but is that going to be enough to get his brother Martellus to come back and play for the Patriots? Doesn't sound like that is going to end up happening. We'll tell you why. Coming up here, Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in once again for the guys today. Marshall Hook alongside as well. And there's an update on the story involving Robert Kraft and the alleged prostitution issue in Florida. And now this feels like it would be, I don't know, if I was in his shoes, I feel like I would be able to just cop to it and say, hey, this will go away faster if I go with what's happened here. There's this update to this story. It seems to me when I heard it break on with Zolak and Bertrand earlier today, I was like, oh, well, if I'm Robert Kraft, I was like, yeah, I will cop to this and it all goes away. But does it also mean something else is afoot? In case you don't know, The charges against him could be dropped with one key condition. This came out in the Wall Street Journal today. Robert Kraft needs to admit that if the charges hadn't been dropped, prosecution would have resulted in a conviction. Andrew Beaton, the Wall Street Journal, writes today, the criminal charges would go away if Robert Kraft makes that admission, if he completes an education course about prostitution, if he performs 100 hours of community service, if he's screened for STDs, and he pays some of the court costs. It comes down to this, just cop to it and it goes away. I've always thought common sense would dictate that if he would just say, like, look, you got me. I did this. It's a crime of vice. I personally have no issue with this. I think most people don't. If you have an admission just saying, like, look, I was lonely. I miss my wife, whatever it happens to be. I think that the public would forget about this pretty quickly. So when I heard this, like I said, I would just be like, okay, yeah, I did it. It all goes away. But I don't know that that now you have those that are putting the charges against him down in Florida, they're going to this level. It feels like they know that their case is falling apart.
So,
you know what I mean? Like
I totally know what you mean. I totally get that. That said, you get in the courtroom, like if this thing actually, if that's where it's actually going, then who knows what comes out and who knows how that goes. So, you know, does he have to take this first, you know, plea deal? I mean, I guess not, but it's 100% that it goes away. It's not on your record. And if you're Robert Kraft and you're so concerned about what people think or how people view this incident, I think most minds are already made up, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think most minds are already made up on that. So I don't know that you're changing anyone's mind with that one way or the other. And it does make the DA's office or whatever down there look awfully desperate. I agree with that. But at the same time, this now goes away and you can move forward. Maybe it strengthens the league's case against you to suspend you, but that already feels pretty strong. You don't need to be guilty in a courtroom for the league to crack down on you and suspend you. So I don't think he's going to take it, but I think he should. I think that's the first step and the maybe last step you need to take to really make this go away. So I think he should. I doubt he does.
Yeah, the thing is, too, like you mentioned, like no matter what, the league's going to come down on him. You know,
that's what I think, or certainly they have the leeway to do that. Whether they do or not, I guess, is up for debate. But they can, whether he is, you know, convicted or not.
Yeah, I've always just thought it would be in his best interest to have this thing go away as quickly as possible. If he just copped to it, there's not going to be any issue of that video, you know, seeing the light of day or anything like that. But the way that he is, you know, these high-priced lawyers that he has brought in, he's certainly not going to accept this. I think he is going to continue to fight. But there is that part of me. That with the prosecution offering this deal to he and the others that got caught.
Oh, they're desperate.
They're desperate.
Oh,
something's
desperate
falling apart
sure.
Here. They realize that, you know, who knows? I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a lawyer, but a lawyer. It just feels like there is a hole there, and they know it, and this is why he's lawyered up the way that he has, and this is why he's going to continue to fight this thing.
Yeah.
I just think it to have it, like, poof, go away, it just is out of the public's conscious. Just say, like, yeah, I did it. It was stupid.
Well, and I think there is a reason to play ball with them down there too. Like, if you're concerned at all about the tape leaking out, and I would be, it doesn't sound, Hook, you are going to know more about this than we will. The idea that it's going to come out in a court case is, you know, it's a long shot that would come out.
I don't think a tape,
and it would be like admissible in court.
Yes. I mean, it may be in court. I don't think you or I or anyone in the public would ever see it through any official channel. I don't think the police are allowed to release that sort of thing, particularly given what's purported to be on it. So I don't think through any legal channel it would ever be seen. That doesn't stop somebody from leaking it somewhere.
Correct. And so that might be in the back of your mind why on some level it's not the worst idea to play ball down there, because who has the tape? You know, and who's going to be, if it's ever going to leak to TMZ, how's it going to get out? It's got to be somebody down there. So I don't know. If they're giving you an opportunity to just let this thing go away, and all you got to do is say, yep, I went in there, and yep, I got a massage, and yep, that's how it went down, and it all goes away, that feels like a pretty good outcome from this.
And I don't think you need to say that in a courtroom, and I don't think you need to say it in front of a camera. So in terms of being able to be as both physically and, you know, whatever, distanced from this seems to be the best way to do that.
David in New Hampshire on this conditional offer to drop these charges from the DA in Florida on Robert Kraft. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. So I wouldn't, if I were you guys, I wouldn't conflate the two. They can have an absolute shutdown case against him, but this plea is called nolo contendere. It means their resources are better spent than going after these guys, even if they have a slam dunk on them. Because ultimately, there's not that big a punishment in the end anyway. So if these guys will, you're not admitting guilt, but you are saying that it's more than likely you'll be pronounced guilty.
Wait, so hang on. So every story I've read that says that this is an unusual clause where they have to admit guilt, you're saying that's not accurate.
You're admitting that had it been tried, you would most likely be found guilty. As the plea, there's guilty, not guilty, and nolo contendere. While it's on your record, it appears as if it's a guilty plea, but it gets expunged very quickly if you move to expunge it. And that's a condition you can set that, okay, I'll take all this probation and all this community service, but when it's done, the NOLO contender gets wiped off and that gets expunged from my record completely. And if you ask me how I know, I'll just say I'm not a lawyer,
okay.
But I know about this.
All right, David, thank you very much for the insight.
I mean, I don't know if that guy's right or wrong, but yeah. you better believe I'll be dropping NOLO contendere.
I will tell you that while the early reporting said that this offer was in some way unusual, later reporting said, nah, it's not really
that unusual. Okay.
Similar to remember when the document came out and it said, like, across the top, you know, suspect has to appear in court.
Yeah, yeah.
And later people said, no, that's really just what they
really
print on top of there. But no, they really don't. So I think with this story, there's been a lot of jumping to their initial conclusion and then people later coming out saying, no, you don't think you really understand how Florida law works because that's not exactly
come on,
that.
You people
unusual.
Don't know NOLO contendere. I feel like we've all known how that works. I didn't need that guy to explain it to me.
All right. So as you know, Michael Bennett is here. It doesn't sound like it's going to be enough, though, to get his brother Martellus to come back and play for the Patriots. Tell you why. Coming up in our long commercial-free segment, it's Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for Felger and Mass.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
In the black community, we don't really get to experience escapism as kids, right? We don't get the dream of being astronauts and seeing ourselves or kids that look like us in these movies or any especially sci-fi, you know what I'm saying? We was just happy with Lando and Star Wars, you know what I'm saying? You get to the library, you shuffle through all the books, you're looking through the books, like, dang, like, this book. No characters in these books that look like you. Only 2% of children's books are kids of color.
Well, they traded for Michael Bennett. That means Martellus Bennett's going to come join the Patriots again, right? He's going to come out of retirement? No, wrong. Fun idea while it lasted. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, a sports hub. Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys as we're talking Patriots for most of this hour. This has been snuffed out by Michael Bennett himself. These rumors obviously started almost immediately after they traded for Michael Bennett because these two always wanted to play with each other. For an NFL team. And he had his videos kind of leading up to this, showed him working out. He looks like he's in good shape. Look, if Jason Witten can come out of retirement and go back to the Cowboys, it would kind of make sense as long as it was a...
I was on board with it. I was like, great. Yeah, bring him back.
As long as it made financial sense for the Patriots, I was into this. But I think it was yesterday or maybe it was today, he took to Instagram a lengthy post he put up, but he says, I'd love to play ball with my brother. It would truly be a dream come true, but my biggest dream is to change lives with my creativity, and that's what I'm currently doing. And he goes on and on to write about the imagination agency that he's been working with, able to inspire youth. I appreciate all the love, but this is way bigger than the game of football, is what he wrote on Instagram. I have to say, I just wanted to touch on this for a minute because, like, good for him. He always struck me as one of those guys that was too smart for the game, and
I don't know. I do think he has like a bigger calling with what he's doing here. He seems real passionate about it. He seems like a real creative type. I like following him on Twitter. Like, I don't know. Good for him. And I think he has a good opportunity to reach young black youth and influence people. And he can do that in a better way than going back and busting his body playing in the NFL just because he has the opportunity to play with his brother.
Yeah.
So,
and like
kudos to him.
He seems like someone who, you know, I think certainly loves playing the game of football, but much like Rob Gronkowski, maybe everything else that is, you know, restrictive about football, he didn't always appreciate. And good for him for saying, hey, you know what? I don't need this,
yeah.
You know? And if you're not fully into it, then it's the right step to take. Like, don't hang around to collect a paycheck, right? Like, where you're half in, you know, 1 foot in the door for your team and 1 foot out. I think those players are, you know, some of the more selfish players there are in the league, right? Guys who are just showing up and going through the motions because, well, I can't leave it yet. I need to make this amount of money. And look, in a league where salaries aren't guaranteed, trust me, I get it. But no, that takes some willpower to say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't need to do this anymore. And I honestly think that's something that Gronk is struggling with right now. Not the same level of creative outlet by any means, and not the same higher calling.
It's
but,
just, do I really want to put myself through this again?
Yeah, I think Bennett had hit that point, and I think Gronk is in that right now.
Yeah, and I just, like, it's just unfortunately, too, like, selfishly as a fan, I now still look at this. It's another position I look at, and it's like, well, now what the hell are you going to do? Because as you're waiting for Rob Gronkowski to make his decision, either way, you still need depth there. Not that I was a Dwayne Allen fan by any stretch of the imagination. He did help in the blocking in running games, so I don't know. You still need another tight end, so you're going to draft one? Are you looking there?
It seems that way, right?
It feels
that way. They have a million picks, and it's supposed to be a good tight end class, so it feels like that's the way they're leaning. But, yeah, I was on board with bringing back Martellus Bennett if he wanted to do it, and apparently he doesn't.
Pete in Westminster on Marty Bennett. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Jones.
What's up, Pete?
I don't know if you remember, but remember when he got cut from Green Bay and I called in and I said, what's the odds of him coming back? And you said, none. Don't want it to happen, blah, 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 blah. It's not going to happen. And then it did happen.
And he came back. You're talking about this is a year ago or whenever he originally came back and then went right on IR. Yeah, sure.
I called in and I was like, blah, 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 he's coming back. And you're like, no, he's not worth it, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Now it is all of a sudden. I'm agreeing with Murray on this. I think he's got a good thing going. You know, he's got all the, like, kids' books or whatever. And so I don't think now is a good time for him to come back. I think it would be cool if he did. But what changed now from then?
They haven't gotten anything. So
then you didn't.
I didn't want him back because I thought they were okay at that spot. And it turns out that they haven't had anyone replace him since he left. Like, I don't know. Dwayne Allen, I think, largely stunk while he was here. I know he blocked in the running game, but Bennett was good
in the passing game. He's completely useless.
Bennett was good in the running game, and he was much better in the passing game. So, I don't know. I feel like after seeing Dwayne Allen the last couple of years, I have lowered my bar back down to where I'm like, yeah, sure. Take a flyer on Martellus Bennett, who's been retired for the last year.
Do you want to take more Nolo Contendere calls?
Yeah, sure.
Talking about the Robert Kraft plea deal that's been offered to him by the prosecution in Florida. Go ahead, Mike in New Hampshire. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Jim, you're the best, you're the same reason, same voice on this show. I just wanted to point out, and I'm just kind of curious, with one of the articles I read, the cops baited the women out so that they can sneak in and place the videos, the cameras. Why isn't it anybody chirping about, with the ACLU, chirping about, they videoed naked people who did nothing wrong. Now, there are those that did, but those guys that did do nothing wrong, there's video of them by the cops of them naked in there or in their underwear.
Meaning you're talking about like actual like clients who went in there and they've been, their rights have been violated or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. The actual clients, someone who actually went in, because they said there were people that
got massages. I think that might be the large minority of those rolling in there, but I'm sure there was one or two.
Yes, and then, but the police have video of this. Now, they always say, well, it's never going to get leaked out. It always gets leaked out. It always does.
Well, my recommendation to them would be, Mike, because here's someone, I'm someone who treats myself to a massage once a month. It's one of the great things that I do. Always leave your underwear on. Like, what are you doing? Hey, that's on you. You got to assume you're on camera everywhere you go. It's 2019. There's cameras everywhere. Leave your undies on. What are you working? You want all the
I've never done a massage, but if I get a massage, undies on.
Yeah.
And right, you have the towel
good.
On.
It's good
you.
To know.
You want them working on your back, your legs, working out the knots. If you're taking your underwear off, you're sending a message. So that's on you in the first place. Leave them on. Let's go to Chuck in New Hampshire. As we all sit here and pretend to play, mock courtroom and pretend lawyer.
I object.
Like mock trial with Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. That's what I was trying to think of. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey guys.
Hi.
I'm just trying to say that for a normal guy like me that walks in the court, they don't care about me. They're going to get me out. They're not going to waste their time. There's a reason why only Rothercraft's name is in the paper. These prosecutors and this judge, they're salivating over it. If they had something, they would drag this out for 3 years so they could have them down there every 6 months and get their faces in the camera. I mean, you said that when he pleads out, he has to say that they would have got me. That's going to follow him for the rest of his life, no matter what. Every single time Spygate comes up, is it going to be plus? You got jerked off. They're going to be taken.
Oh, yeah. Can you drop that, Jimmy? Yeah, Thank you.
Not exactly the...
We didn't have to be that descriptive.
Yeah, not exactly tiptoeing around a way to phrase that. The idea that Robert Kraft is a victim of the court system to me is just...
Have you got these calls at night?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's just the
idea. Tremendous.
The idea that now Robert Kraft, the billionaire, has been exploited by the court system, I feel like people have that a little backwards. Like, not everyone can afford the legal team and, you know, the privilege that he has. I would not make him out to be a victim in this, not necessarily.
It's something that the whole thing reeks of a lack of common sense. And unfortunately does in Robert Kraft's case. I know it's an alleged crime, but if it happened, I mean, come on, what are you doing? At least do something a little bit more private, have someone sent to your room. Again, a crime of vice, I don't care about. I literally don't care. I don't think it...
Have a fall guy? Wasn't that NFL advice?
I think it's good advice. Like, so in cases like this, I don't care. I don't think the public at large, the people with common sense, look at this. I'm like, who cares? Just cop to it. It goes away. It goes away. We have short memories now. People forget about the fact that there was, 50 people gunned down in Vegas not so long ago, about a year and a half ago. And so on to the next story. If he cops to it, I think it goes away quicker. But no, there's still madness on people that want him to fight it. People that think that he's been set up. People that think that there's they're trying to get to Trump through him. The whole thing's crazy. It's two misdemeanors. Just cop to it. Poof, it goes away.
And it's gone.
That's just the way that I think of
it.
No, shame on me.
I'm with you on that, too. Like, this reporting today, just go along with the plea. I don't think he's going to at all. Like, again, you hired the legal team, you assembled, they're going to fight this thing. That tends to be the way the Patriots go about it, and the Krafts have gone about things. But I can't imagine he's going to agree to the plea, but he should.
Yeah.
He should.
And then the other thing, too, this stupid gutcha society that we live in nowadays, too. Like, there's these groups that have petitioned the NFL to have him lose his ownership of the team because of this. Like, just don't ignore all that, too. Oh, it's crazy how this thing has devolved. How this story has devolved, and it will continue to. And this is why, if I'm in his shoes, and I just want it to go away, and I never want to see the tape see the light of day, yeah, I did it. I screwed up, and it's gone. All right, 1 hour to go here on Felger and Maz. I want to reset and talk about the Celtics and this ugly loss last night. Steve Bulpet of the Boston Herald also spent some time with general manager Danny Ainge, and it's funny. He kind of contradicts something that was said about this team by the most important member of this team and how they can flip a switch. We'll get to that and that ugly loss to the Denver Nuggets and your calls coming up here right after the Sports Hub headlines with Marshall Hook. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.